3FM, on air and online.
www.3.fm.
It's 3FM, it's Tuesday afternoon, and the Alcatel One Touch Isle of Man Festival in association with MTV is coming on Saturday the 6th of July. Now, if you've seen the MTV advert, it is presented and voiced by none other than Eddie, Sonny and Tay, the lovable rogues. And Tay joins me now on the phone.
Hi, are you all right?
Very, very excited that you guys are coming over to the Isle of Man. There's a lot of love for you over here.
Oh, that's what we like to hear.
Let's give a little bit of backstory here. You're fourth on Britain's Got Talent last year. Then you signed to Psycho in June, released debut single last month, What a Night. That went top 10. And now you are appearing all over the UK at festivals. You come to the Isle of Man Festival on July 6th. How crazy has the last 12 months been for you guys?
Oh, it's been really weird. You saying it out loud makes it sound like I'm real, actually. It's been really, really good. Obviously, it's just been like really hard work and a life-changing experience. And we just hope to continue it. We're still pinching ourselves, really.
You look like you're having the time of your lives.
Well, yeah, we are. Like, we get to travel all over the country and sing, and people actually care about listening to us. It's proper wicked.
And getting in the top 10 as well, that's got to be quite impressive.
It's just a weird thought to think that so many people would actually like kind of buy our single. And it's what you always want with music. You want people to enjoy it, and it's kind of like a confirmation that they do. So, yeah, it was amazing for us.
I imagine going on any kind of talent show is a bit of a risk when you've already been established, because you had a fan base before you went on Britain's Got Talent as well.
Yeah, it's a weird one, actually. It's because you kind of, there's a lot of kind of preconceptions about those talent shows and what they hold and the expectations and stuff like that. So going on it was a hard decision for us. But once we, I think, made that decision, it was kind of in for a penny, in for a pound, and just doing as much as you could, really.
How much has it changed you as a band, and are you being allowed to do quite a lot still, or do you feel quite constrained?
Yeah, I mean, the only real difference that it changed is just giving us more of an opportunity and accessibility to kind of the fans. I think Psycho are really good at pushing people and helping them get kind of access to people they might not have got access to before. In terms of the creativity, like, they've left it pretty much to us. We're still writing the songs, and we're still working as hard as we can, and it's just all the same stuff, really. It's just, yeah, it's still coming on. They're just really good at the business side.
What's next? Have we got the album coming, or a second single first? Tell me what's coming up.
Yeah, so it's all really exciting. The second single's coming out really soon, a couple of months' time. And then we've got like the album, which is all very exciting as well, that we can't wait to release. But yeah, there's a lot going on in Love Rose. Obviously, the festivals.
Last weekend, I was in Newcastle on a stag do, and just on a random thing, we were walking down a street, and I saw a horde of screaming girls. Now, you were playing a gig there, but to actually just walk through a crowd of hyperventilating girls because you guys had just walked into the theatre you were playing, how is that to deal with?
Oh, wow. That's always a little bit peculiar. I think it's just it's a weird thing, a weird concept for people to kind of care about what you do that much. But then again, at the same time, it's really endearing, because it's like, it's the fact that people like your music and they appreciate what you're doing. It's what you do music for. So, I mean, we never take it for granted what happens. Whenever like people are screaming or whenever people want something, we'll always stop, we'll always care, because we've not always had it. And it's just, it's really amazing to have. Still kind of nuts.
Britain's Got Talent back on our screens again. Are you guys making an appearance in the finals?
All to be revealed very soon.
Okay, I'll take that as a wait and see then. And speaking of your Facebook page, before I see, there's a huge debate going on about whether you'd rather have a talking monkey or a flying pig.
See, I would want a talking monkey.
Nothing it get a little bit of annoying after a while?
The thing is you've got to be quite careful with this one, right? Because I've seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So a talking monkey might get a little too smart. And they've got opposable thumbs. So I'm not sure how far I want to go with that. Because that could be a whole world domination thing.
Yeah.
Now, a flying pig, you could fly, essentially. Pigs are really smart, yet they haven't got opposable thumbs. And you could fly. So I'm not sure about it. It's quite a hard debate, but I was going to go talking monkeys, but I think I'm going to go flying pigs.
I totally forgot about Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I was just thinking of the old PG Tips ads. I thought, yeah, a talking monkey would be great. Could make cups of tea and all that sort of stuff, but... What can we expect from you guys on July 6th at the Isle of Man Festival, then?
Oh, you can expect, well, loads of songs. We'll be performing some of our songs, like Love Stick. We'll be performing What a Night, our debut single that went in the top 10. And many more, really. Just barrel of laughs, really.
Finally, once you've done your set, because I'm guessing you like to party, you guys.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Where are you going to be, though? Are you going to be in the Ministry of Sound dance arena, or are you going to be hanging around the main stage for Primal Scream, Paloma Faith, Laura Mvula, Wretch 3-2?
We're going to kind of mishmash both. Ministry of Sound sounds fantastic, so I'll go in there, have a bit of rave, and then we'll just fly over to a lovely Laura Mvula set, or a little bit of Wretch Black Owl. Be wicked.
Yeah, you're a man after my own heart. I still can't make my mind up where I'm going to be.
We'll be partying with you.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks very much for talking to us.
Cheers,
and no doubt we'll catch up with you at the festival on the 6th of July.
Yeah, definitely. 3FM. Jason in the afternoon.